This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Yisrael, Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing in Daf HaShavua, Masechta Nedarim. Tonight's Daf is Daf Yud Beis Amar Aleph. By the way, I don't know if you had a chance to listen to the Ion Shir of Zachrinu Lichayim, where Makbid, the Torah says Zachrinu Lichayim, because Lachayim would imply not life. The Bach asks, what do you mean? It says Lachayim Birushalayim. By the way, just for your yediyah, Reb Chaim Falaji wrote a parish on Yushalmi called Lachayim Birushalayim. Anyway, so the question is, it says Lachayim Birushalayim. Okay, and it turns out we're more makbid during Yom Naram because we have to be more mendakdik because the satana will be makatrik. So somebody sent me a beautiful Dvar Torah on this. I just want to start the share with this. It says that on Rosh Hashanah, there are three books that are open. But we don't know exactly what does it say in these three books. So it's suggested in the book of the Tzadikim, it says Lichayim. In the book of the Rishayim, it says Lachayim. And in the Beinanim, there are no Nekudas yet. The Nekuda is awaiting Yom HaKippurim. And this is Merumas in the Slichais that we say. It says Shloisha Svarim Niftachim Menukadim. That's the Lashon. Three books that are open that are Menukad. And it's suggested, the reason we say Elaka Demeir Anini is because Reb Meir holds we don't say Meklal Avat HaShmehen. Reb Meir holds there's no difference between a Shva and a Patach. So therefore we daven, Hashem answer us according to Reb Meir that even if it says Lachayim, consider it, you know, Reb Meir holds it doesn't matter. It could still be read Lachayim. Okay. So the Gemara on Yud Aleph Amud Beis had brought the Shaila of Rami Bar Chama. Rami Bar Chama wanted to know, if somebody says that this piece of meat should be like Zivchei Shlamim after the sprinkling of the blood. We know that Zivchei Shlamim is Davar Hanador, but after the Zrikas Hadam, it becomes Mutter. So the Gemara says, if you said explicitly, it should be like the Karban Shlamim after the Zrikas Hadam, then of course it's Mutter, because right now, you're being matfisid in something which is heter. Rather, the case is you have a piece of shlamim in front of you and a piece of regular meat, and you say, zeh kazeh. Do you mean that the meat that I want to eat fundamentally should be like the meat of shlamim fundamentally, which is davar hanador, or the way it is now, which is permitted? The Ran points out that even if you mean the way it is right now, it's still usur lizarim or to Tameim, in other words, to a Tame, you can't eat the Basar Shlamim, and the Chaz of a Shoik is Asar Tezarim. So the Ran points out those Isurim, because they're not to everyone, they're not an Isser of Davar HaNadur, they're an Isser of Davar HaAsar. This is one of the fundamental principles in Adarim, that if you want to use the process of Hatvasa, which means to extend something which is already prohibited to the item that you want to make a vow on, it's only if the item that you extended from is usur through a neder, not an isur from the Torah. Okay, so now, here we begin. Amar Rava, Tashma, come in here. Noisar upigol. One of the cases mentioned in the Mishnah on Yud Amud Beis is if you say that you want your meat to be like noisar and pigol. Let's think about what noisar is. So you shecht an animal, you sprinkle the blood, it became mutter, and now it's leftover. So now it's Asr. Let's think about that Isr. That Isr is Davar HaAsr, not Davar HaNador. Okay? It's a Torah-stamped Isr. And the halach is you can make a neder off of that. You could do Hatfasa off of that. Why could you do Hatfasa off of that? But right now, it's after the Zrikas Hadam. V'hanoisar upigol achar Zrikas Damimhu. And after the Zrikas Hadam, it becomes mutter. Elamai the Isr noisar. The Isr noisar is not nederable because it's a davar ha'asur. And yet it's effective. It must be because bi'ikarayu matvis. What you intend is the original Isr of davar ha'nader of the karban in its original state. So we see that when you make a neder, your intention is that it should be effective on the davar ha, on its original state. The Ran points out that there are those who are not goyres pigol. Even though this is not one of the recommended Rans, well, I recommend it, okay? So it's Ran Divrei Hamaschel, V'hanoyser u'pigol achaz rikas damahu. Istaloi garsi pigol. There are those who take out the word pigol. Why? Because think about it. What is pigol? Pigol is a karban that you had the improper kavana at the time of shechita. So therefore, even after you sprinkle the blood, the sprinkling of the blood never matters it. So actually, pigol remains in its isser of davar hanador for all time. So pigol proves nothing. Pigol is forever a davar hanador. It doesn't prove me'ikari ohu matfis because it remains in its status of davar hanador the entire time. So therefore, we'll take out pigol. So the question is, but from Noisar, we see Bi'ikarei Humadfis. Says the Gemara, Amar Le Rav Huna Breid Rav Nasan. Rav Huna Breid Rav Nasan says, B'Noisar Shel Oila. Rav Huna Breid Rav Nasan says, you know what kind of Noisar we're talking about? We're talking about the Noisar of a carbon Oila that never became mutter through by the Zrikas Hadam. The Zrikas Hadam never mattered it. So it remains in its status of Dabar Hanador. For good. Look at the Ran. The Ran says, "Benoisar shel oila da afilu timtsa loimer." Even if you're going to say, "Dibida hashta kamatfis," that you're not being matfis from its essence, from its ikar. But even if you're being matfis from now, akate nidre loipaka, the nether did not vanish. Daha oila asura afil achazrika, carbon oila is asur even after you sprinkle the blood. So we're talking about the noisar of a carbon oila. The noisar of a carbon oila remains in its status of being an oila from the beginning, and therefore it never leaves. So you can prove bikare kamatfis because it's still even now in its status of davar hanadar. So Gemara says, well, if that's the case, then of what significance is it noisar? Why do you have to say it's noiser? Just say it's the basar of an oila. Amar lei. So Rava said to Rav Huna, Breid Rav Nasan, Imkain lisni b'basar oila. If so, just teach the basar of an oila. Bishlama, the Ran says, if we're not talking about an oila, we're talking about noisar. The reason we're talking about noiser is to tell me the chiddush b'ikare kamatfis. But now that we're talking about an oila, then why do I need noisar? Look at the Ran. Imkain lisni b'basar oila. I amr bishlama delaba oila. If we're not talking about an oila, it's very good. Not got noisar. It's teaching noisar. Lashma inan debi kari ka matfis. That you're matfisit in its essential state. Ela I amr deba oila ma'ilif. We're going to say we're talking about an oila. My rabuse de noisar. What's the chiddush that it's noisar? Akati nidre loipaka. The neder has not vanished. Says the Gemara, no, it's a chiddush that we're talking about noisar. Because you might think that when he's matfisit, he's being matfisit in the iser noisar, not in its state of it being an oila. And the iser noisar is a davar ha'asur, not a davar ha'nadar. The chiddush is, even though it's noisar, you're not being matfis the iser noisar, you're being matfis the iser neder of oila. Says the Gemara, noisar upigol. One second, right? The Gemara asks, "Amar leim kain lisni b'basar oila loy mi boy kamer." That goes without saying. Loy mi boy basar oila da aser. It goes without saying that the meat of an oila you can make a neder off. Dabe carbon kamatfis. You're being matfis in the iser carbon. Noisar upigol da oila itzricha. The noisar and pigol of a carbon oila we need. Sakadai techamina. I would have thought be iser noisar, then the iser of noisar. Ki iser pigol. I'm sorry. I would have thought ki iser noisar, or ki iser pigol, that you're being matfisit from. You want it to be. You want your permitted meat to be like the iser noisar, like the iser pigol. Vavale kamatfis bedavar aser, and you're being matfisit in a davar ha aser. Veloy mitzar, and it's not aser. Kamash malan, no, that. The hatfasa is working from the iser of the oila. Kamash malan. Okay. Meisve. We'll ask a question. Now the truth is, what do you mean we'll ask a question? We didn't come to any type of conclusion whatsoever regarding whether we say bi'ikare kamatfis or not. So this is not really a question. this is more like, come in here, right? Let's bring a proof to one of the tzadim. And this, in fact, the Rishonim say is a raya that lashon nedarim shani, that there's a different type of terminology used in Masechta Nedarim, because why should it be a meisvei? So it's not a classic meisvei. Eizehu iser ha'amar b'tayra. What is an example of a neder, of a terminology of neder that's effective midaraisa? Amar, if a guy says, Harini shaloi oichal basar, behold, I will not eat meat. Now there's a big discussion here, because we're talking about neder, and this is not the classic lashon of neder, that I'm not going to eat meat. That's a lashon of shvua. Isser neder is basar zeh asur alai, right? So, is it lav dafka? Or even if you say in a lashon shvua, maybe it's at least a yad for nedarim. But harini shaloi oichal basar. Behold, I'm not going to eat meat. V'shaloi eshda yayin. I'm not going to drink wine. Kiyom shemes bay aviv. Like the day that one's father passed away. That's what he says. Kiyam shemes by rabbi, like the day his rebbe passed away. Kiyam shenarag by Gedalia ben Achikam, like the day Gedalia was murdered. Kiyam shara'isi Yushalayim b'chorbana, like the day that Yushalayim was, that I saw Yushalayim in its devastation. So this guy is taking an eder that the meat, he's not going to eat meat or wine, like the day his father died. On the day a person's father died, there is basis that one should fast on the day of the patiro of one's parent, which some say, where does a tikkun come from? See, they used to fast, and then they couldn't fast, so they used to make a siyum with schnapps. And then they couldn't make a siyum, but they were able to still have schnapps. That they were able to do. So that's where the tikkun comes from. Anyway, people need a tikkun from just doing a tikkun. But this Gemara is the source for the halacha of a tainus b'yom shemes by aviv, yom shemes by rabbi possibly, or kiyom shenarag by Gedalia ben Achikam. Now that's a question, what do you mean? The yom shenarag Gedalia ben Achikam was not an isser neder. It was asur, it's a tainus sibor. So what exactly is this case? V'amar Shmuel. Shmuel said, in all these cases, it had to be that the very first time that these occurrences happened, you made a nether. V'hu shenadar ba'oisayim. You made a nether on that day. On the day the father died, on the day the Rebbe died, on the day of Tzom Gedalia, on the day you saw Yushalayim b'Chorbana, you made a nether. And now we're talking about a couple years later. And since then, you did not refrain from wine and meat on that particular day. And then the day came and you basically said, today like this day, meaning it's now the anniversary of that day. So it's now, the father died on the first Sunday in Iyar, and now again it's the first Sunday in Iyar. The Rebbe died, or now it's the third of Tishrei. And you said, today should be like that fateful day. But that fateful day had come many times since, and it wasn't usher. And yet this is an effective neder. So what do we see from here? When you make a neder, b'ikara, ika matfis. You're matfis in the original day. So the Rishonim asks, what do you mean? But before the father died, that day was an usher. So if it's b'ikara, ika matfis, it should be mutter. No, before the father dies, that day didn't exist in a significant sense. So the first time it existed was that first time that the occurrence happened that you made a neder. So what did Shmuel say? B'amar Shmuel. I'm sorry, what? No, it's talking about, no, we're talking about where on that date he made a nether, and now years later, on the anniversary of that date, you say this day should be Kiyom Shemes Bayaviv. Now, Yom Shemes Bayaviv has happened many times since then, so which Yom Shemes Bayaviv?
Ah.
Okay, good. So you're saying you want to be a stickler. You said the day the father died, he only died once. So the Ran says, The Ran says, you didn't explicitly say Yom Shemes Bayaviv. You said it should be like the first Sunday of Nisan, which happens to be the anniversary of Yom Shemes Bayavim. So which first Sunday of Nisan are you referring to? That's going to be the question, okay? Good point. You made a nether on that first. We're talking about where you're currently standing on that first Sunday, the Mispeyavo, that the father died. Some Rishonim say it's Lav Davka, that it's right now on that date. It could be 2 days before also. But the Lashon of the Gemara is you're on that date. Even though there have been since many Sundays of Heter, Uketani Aser we see, and yet we teach it's Aser. Shma mina beikar hu matfis. From here we see that when you're matfis in the essence of the day. So that's a kasha. We see it's not a kasha. It's a raya beikari kamatfis. Look in the Ran. Devei Hamaschel, the first medium-sized wide line, v'hu shenadar ba'oisayayim. Kasal kedaitach, in the Havamina we think, shenadar ba'oisayayim shemesav, that you made a nether on that day that the father died. Shalo yoichal basa, that you're not going to eat meat. V'chi nadar pam achas, shalo yoichal basa, b'yom shemes by gedaya. Or likewise, you made a nether one time that you're not going to eat meat on some gedaya. And now you're being matfis a different anniversary of that date, like that day. Since you're matfis in the essence of the day, since you made a nether originally, so your nether now is hatfasa bedavar hanador veloy bedavar aser, because when you're menader, like the day Shemes by Gedalia, it had to be that on Tzoyim Gedalia, you once made a neder that you're not going to eat meat. And now when you're asering Tzoyim Gedalia, you're not asering it. Now that's very interesting, because if it's Tzoyim Gedalia now, is the neder even chal? It's already you're now to eat meat. You can't eat anything. Maybe after the fast. I mean, that would be mashma like the Rishonim who say it doesn't have to be on that calendar. It could be a random day in the year.
It could be at night, the night before.
Let's see the Ran. It would seem that this is the explanation. That you say on Sunday, which is the day the father died, Laminyan Chadashim, based on the count of the months, Kugain. Echad b'Shabbos Rishon Shal Nisan, the first Sunday of Nisan. Yehe yoim ze alai, this first Sunday of Nisan should be upon me, ki yoim echad b'Shabbos Rishon Shal Nisan, like that other first Sunday of Nisan, which the father died. Va'af agav de ikar tuva chad b'Shabbos de atera, even though there have been many first Sundays in Nisan that were permitted, uktani asar, and it teaches it's asar, ushma mina bi'ikarei kamanfis. So we see that when you make a neder, the intent is it should be like the original state of the day. Umashma leila shas, it is mashma tishas de bahachi askinan, that's what we're talking about. Because if, like Mendy pointed out, the iba oimer beferish yoim zek yoim shemes bayaviv, if you say explicitly, this day should be like the day the father died, then of course biikarei kamatfis, that's what he's saying. Pshita de mitzar. Elavadai, it must be, ba'oimer, yoim ze alai, this day should be upon me, ke'echa b'shabbos rishon shalisan. This day should be like the last, another time, the first Sunday of Nisan. V'kamashmal on the chiddushes. Da'af agav the ikal ameimer beheter kamatfis, that even though you could say your matfis beheter, kivan shu oimed ba'oiso yoim shu lamin chadashim, since you're standing on that day, which by the count of the month is the same type of day, it's the first Sunday of Nisan, kiyom shemes by aviv, umatfis va'amar yehe yoim ze ke'echa b'shabbos be'ikaroi matfis va'asar. So taraya be'ikaroi kamatfis. So the Gemara says, no, you misunderstood Shmuel. When Shmuel said you made a neder on that first time, it means you made a neder on that first time since that first time, every single year, you aser the first Sunday of Nisan, Kiyam Shemes by Aviv, Kiyam Shemes by Rabbi, Kiyam Shanera Gedai Ben Achikam. You don't have a raya, Biikare Kamatfis, because you've been making a neder on that calendar date ever since it happened. So you have no raya, Biikare Kamatfis, even though there have been many times and opportunities of heter on that date, there have not been any opportunities of heter. Every single year annually so far, you made a neder to aser. So when you say now in year 10, Yom Zek, Yom Sheh, Yom Rishon, L'Shabbos, B'Chodesh Nisan, well, all you have is days of the first Sunday of Nisan that have been aser since. The Gemara says, the Shmuel Hachi Yemar, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, "V'hu shenador uba me'oisayim ba'ilach," where you made a neder from that day and on. Says the Ran, "U'mashani de Shmuel hachiyemar." Amar Shmuel, "V'hu shenador uba me'oisayim ba'ilach." Kalaymar, "Shekol yemei echad b'Shabbes she'avro alav." Every first Sunday that has passed, "Shein kiyom shemeis bay'aviv nesru alav b'neder." It's been usher in a neder. "V'kivan shekain," since that is so, "le'matzus le'migmar me'hacha." Haidina, you're not able to learn from here the din of Ve'ikare Kamatfis, Veloimar Dahach Rabusa Ashmeinon, and to say that this Chiddush is teaching that Dahacha Leka Yoimi Dehaterakal, there has not been any days of Heter at all. Okay, next proof. We'll only do part of this. Amar Ravina, Tashma. If someone says kechalas aroin, like the challah of aroin, what is the challah of aroin? Isser challah. When you bake challah, you mafresh a portion, it goes to a kohen. It's a challah of aroin. Friends, is that davar hanador or davar ha'asur? Well, the way it's chal is through your amira. So you would think it's a davar hanador. It's not. It's davar ha'asur. Because it's only usher to a zar, it's not usher to kaihanim. Anything that's not usher to everybody is a davar ha-asur. So you say, well, how did I trigger it? Very simply, by my amira, it accesses the isser taira. So chala is not is davar ha-nador, it's davar ha-asur. Even though, by the way, if I'm not mistaken, nope, I'm not sure. Okay. Or uketrumasa, your truma, which also is not davar hanador. It's chal through your amira. It's chal through your amira. However, once you say the iser truma is only to zarim, not to kohanim, so that's a davar ha'asar. So, kechalas aroin, if somebody says, I want to aser an item like the chala or like truma, mutter. But that implies hakechumas lachme toida. But like the chuma of the lachme toida, we know the lachme toida comes with 40 loaves, four different types. You give one of each type to a kohen, and that is davar hanador. That's from kachim. But if you want to be matfis and lachme toida aser, it's aser. But the thing is, it's talking about after the zrikas hadam, and after the zrikas hadam, the chumas lachme toida become mutter. So it's a raya, b'ikarei kamatfes. Says Gemara, v'ha chumas lachmei toida l'achar zrikas damim. It's after the sprinkling of the blood. So the Gemara will have to revamp that case. Let's see the two bottom lines of the Ran. Kechalas aroin uk chumasei mutter. The afagav de b'kriya shem mitzuri. Even though, why is it mutter? It becomes usher through your amira. Kivon she'enoi aser l'kol, the fact that it's not aser to everyone, davar ha'aser mikri, it's called davar aser, v'loi davar hanader. Ha ketrumas lachme toida, but like the truma of the lachme toida, chala achas, one chala she'enoitel mikol aser chalas, they take from all 10 chalos, shall call min shaba of each species, aser. It's aser, why? Da havalei matfis b'davar hanader, because it's you're being matfis in davar hanador and not davar ha'asor. Okay, we'll hold it over here. And Bezus Hashem, tomorrow, Yud Beis, Amud Beis. Everyone should have, you should all go, Hoylech, Leh. lishayin, not hoylech la lishayin. Okay? Have a good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.